Every married couple must be careful not to drift apart.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey.
From the time we first got married to the time where we're drifting, you were just so isolated. You know, you were in your own little world. You put yourself in that box. I wouldn't let her in and I wouldn't come out.
That man has just described the state of many marriages today, the state of isolation. No one plans on getting married to be isolated, but as I've observed and counseled couples today, I've come to a sobering conclusion. Every marriage will naturally move toward a state of isolation. Husbands and wives always have a tendency to drift apart. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort to communicate. My wife Barbara and I have a special date night once a week just to catch up and talk with one another. In order for that time to be effective, we both need to be transparent and honest, willing to share our deepest issues that are on our hearts. One final thought. Are you growing closer to your spouse, or are the two of you drifting apart? Why don't you take a moment and think of one thing you can do this week to connect on a deeper level? If you do make an effort to be close, you too can fight the drift toward isolation. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.